And we did this one time before. In fact, it's on one of the best of discs. The press conference. What was that? Was that Joe Lockhart?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought it'd be fun to just kind of take the take McClellan out of the press conference and just take over. Just answer it as a normal human being would answer these ridiculous and repetitive questions that have all the same answer.
Hartball's Chris Matthews. Chris, always good to get your insights, and we'll see you at 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I see that White House spokesperson Scott McClellan has started his briefing. Let's take a listen.
Stands right now. As to the grand jury, obviously, because we do have a legal system in place, and we need that situation to unfold before we can make comment. Some of you may be disappointed that we will be unable to comment about anything regarding the president's staff and the current grand jury investigation. But I am here to answer your questions about anything else. Go ahead. Anybody?
Some Democrats say that the president should apologize for the role of some administration officials in the unmasking of the name of a CIA undercover operative. What's the White House reaction to that?
Look, do you apologize every time you have that little prematurity problem? I doubt it. And don't try to tell me it's not 9 out of 10 times. But specifically in regards to this situation and your question, there is a legal system, a proceeding taking place right now with a presumption of innocence. And we need to let that process play out. You got a follow-up?
Well, I think that the role of some administration officials in this, in the leaking of the person's name, has been established.
Okay. That's your interpretation, but it doesn't change the fact that we're in legal territory. A special prosecutor, grand jury. I'm not going to stick my neck out and prejudice this case. All right, I see you waving there. One more for the guy with the zitty complexion and pug nose.
Another part of that is some of the
press secretary becomes kind of a dick. Look, I know you're upset about your complexion, but that doesn't change what I said earlier. Our counsel's office has ordered us not to comment on what is an ongoing legal process. We don't want to ruin the goal, which is, of course, to have a fair trial. Maybe I should get a copy of the Constitution and read it to all of you aloud. You guys seem a little slow today. But I think if you try, you may be able to grasp what I'm saying.
Follow up on an aspect of this and try it again here. On October 7th, 2003, you were asked about a couple of the key players here, Karl Rove and Scooter Libby, as well as another administration official who has not figured in the investigation so far as we know. And you said the following, quote, "There are unsubstantiated accusations that are made, and that's exactly what happened in the case of these three individuals." You were wrong then, weren't you?
Hey, Richard, the White House doctors are right down the hall. If you want me to set you up, you should get that cough checked. You've been coughing like that for a few press conferences now. David, as for you, your question sounds almost like the same question I just said I couldn't answer. I don't know if you guys are stupid or you think I'm stupid. Same problem, grand jury, legal process, have to wait till it's over.
Blah, 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 blah.
Whether there's a question of legality, we know for a fact that there was involvement. We know that Karl Rove, based on what he and his lawyer have said, did have a conversation about somebody who Patrick Fitzgerald said was a covert officer of the Central Intelligence.
Why do they keep asking these questions?
We know that Scooter Libby also had conversations.
That's quite an anus you've got there. We all know you've been watching a lot of Perry Mason, but you might want to look into getting some hearing aids, because for the fifth time, this is a legal process! And I'm not going to get baited into answering your questions just to put you in your place and show the world what you really are, a weasel journalist with a small, momentarily inflated penis. Why? Because I'd lose my job. The president's counsel says, don't comment. No comment. Duh! Next.
So aside from the question of legality here, you were wrong, weren't you?
David, I'm very confident the public understood the answer when I gave it six questions ago. Unfortunately, the same words they understand, and I'm confident of that, just can't quite penetrate your thick head.
Your credibility and his credibility is not on criminal trial. But it may very well be on trial with the American public. Don't you agree?
How can I agree or disagree with a question I can't answer, asswipe? The American people are fine. They understand a legal case is in progress, and it's not appropriate to start blathering away with inside information about the principles in this case just because a guy who got about 40 wedges a day in high school can't seem to grasp it. Let's get somebody else in here. Why don't we get a question from...
Does the president think that Karl Rove did anything wrong?
Whoa, David, hold on. If you would just let me finish instead of cutting me off, there's no reason to be rude here. You're not the only person who has a question. We've had 10 questions. They're all the same. None of them are answerable. All of you know that. So let's at least let some other people ask questions that can't be answered. So let's try the squatty guy over there with the beady eyes and the red hair, probably with the abnormally pink wiener as well. Go ahead. You're up.
Scott, on the subject of rude, my apologies for my unfortunate choice of words this morning to you.
Apology accepted. Thank you. Go ahead. Continue.
But I think the question bears asking again, and that is that the president said repeatedly when he nominated Harriet.
Why did they do this?
She is the best person for the job. Does that in any way indicate that while Sam Alito may be well qualified for the Supreme Court, he is not, as was described.
Oh, at least it's a different question.
The best person.
Okay, first of all, you're pushing your voice. As to the Harriet Myers question, I think you saw that helpless troll trying to get through the nomination process. If she's the best qualified person, I'm banging your wife. I just did notice through the curtains there's a short bus outside with some helmets on board, and I have to believe that bus is here to pick up the press corps, because if those are questions you actually expected to get answers for, or you didn't seem to understand what I said.
We have been listening to White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan, and some of that news conference was a bit contentious this afternoon, and just as the topic of Judge Alito's
nomination
has already...
If they could answer questions that way.
It would be awesome.